Only government regulations and policies can make sure that this power is being taken and used for the benefit of the people. That's one thing. The manpower training and capacity building. We should be able to train our people to know how these technologies operate, how to handle them, how to implement them, how to develop them, and how to get them to work. Unless we have the requisite capacity built within the region, we're still going to have a lot of challenges with them. And that will make them look like white elephants.
Can you identify some places where they have put such structures in place and the likely results?
Kiveri is one typical example. Since the government passed the Renewable Energy Law in 2008, and they set targets for 2015 of 25%, they got that target at the end of 2011. The other target for 2020, they expect to get it by 2015. This shows what difference a policy and enabling environment can make. Ghana has just followed suit and passed a renewable energy law, and they set the feed-in tariffs. They are putting in place the enabling environment. Already, the Energy Commission has indicated that they have already registered renewable energy projects to the tune of 1,000 megawatts. This tells you that the enabling environment is really key to getting these projects take off the ground.
So for these places that you have identified, would you say that there are other value addition activities going on alongside these renewable energy projects?
Yes, renewable energy projects actually engage a lot of the people in the local communities. There are people who maintain, clean, operate this equipment. That is very key. The people are also exposed to new technologies that they didn't know on and have seen them and playing with them every day. They learn more about it. They get to know better about them. They get better skilled. And that skill can be applied in other areas. Sure, we expect to see an increase in other sectors, that is productive uses of energy, like agriculture we have in this region. It's mainly dry season. Now, with enough energy available from renewable energy sources, you're likely to see more small-scale irrigation farms coming up here and there, engaging more of the youth in the rural areas. And that will, in effect, drive the economy to grow.
In renewable energy circles, you talk about challenges to investments such as net metering and quota production. Can you explain them? What do they mean?
There are terms like net metering. The easiest way to explain it is such that you, in your own home, can also install a renewable energy plant on your small roof and it's injected in the system. The energy produced from that one, you don't pay for it. You only pay for the one that comes from the network. So it's connected to the system, but the meter is such that it comes in there and takes away part of the energy that you are taking from the system. That's called net metering. So you only pay for what you use. But if in the end you produce more than you use, then the utility pay you the difference. Quota production is the government sets targets. Let's say we want to have 10% renewables. So people should put together effort to see how can they produce this 10%, and we guarantee you that we are going to take it. Then they are motivated. They do it. They are sure that the product that they are coming out with is going to be bought.